From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. One day after the Supreme Court's split ruling on affirmative action, college and university officials across the country are taking a closer look at their own admissions policies. The court ruled that considering race as a factor in admissions is constitutional, but it also said schools have to consider race in a flexible, non-mechanical way.
More in a moment from one admissions officer grappling with how to promote diversity at his university. First, though, to the campus of the University of Michigan, where the lawsuits began. Today, students there are sorting through the ruling. Most of them said the court got it right, as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports from Ann Arbor.
It's a warm, muggy morning on campus as first-year law students file into their torts class. Their conversations run the gamut, from sports to the homework for today's class. But of course, some are talking about the big news, that the High Court upheld the use of race as a factor in admissions. As she sets up her laptop to take notes, Brenda Abdullo says that diversity is why she chose to attend the school in the first place.
Some of the other schools I looked at had very, very few Arab Americans at the school, and I didn't want to be sort of singled out as if, like, my opinion represents, like, the Arab American community, so to say, and always constantly having to stick up for what I may believe in politically, socially, and things like that. But here at the University of Michigan, I'm not the only one.
Abdullo's classmates on either side of her, one white, one Asian American, agree that they've benefited personally from the diversity here. After allowing time for stragglers to arrive, Professor Stephen Crowley starts the class. He says yesterday's events warrant a deviation from the planned discussion on torts.
First, I thought it would make sense under the circumstances to spend a few minutes getting your reactions to the affirmative action lawsuit decision from yesterday.
A few hands go up when Crowley asks who has read the entire Supreme Court opinion. But as the discussion gets going, it's clear everyone has been following the cases in the news. There is very little criticism of the court's ruling. Most students here say they value diversity and they accept the university's consideration of race as a factor in admissions in order to achieve it. Arianna Heath says she's relieved the University of Michigan won't face what the University of Florida did after the governor approved a ban on race as a factor in admissions. She says the state's flagship institution has struggled with diversity ever since.
They recruit minorities like mad, basically. Like, they just work at it all the time. They don't have an option because why the state says, well, you can't use affirmative action, they also demand a certain amount of minority acceptance. And so Florida's just had to totally revamp their system.
The discussion ends with students trying to figure out ways that the undergraduate school must now change its admissions policies since awarding points to minorities was prohibited. For their part, undergraduate students are on break between spring and summer terms. Mary Strauss is one of the few undergrads still on campus. She's also one of the rare few here who will say she disagrees with the Supreme Court's decision to allow race-conscious admissions.
I think diversity is very important, but I think it can be accomplished with other means as opposed to just saying, if this is your race, we're going to let you in.
But other undergrads like Emily Yannis say they're relieved that the Supreme Court did not completely strike down the consideration of race. And Yannis thinks it might be for the best that the university will have to take a closer look at each applicant.
That would take longer, but it sounds like a better system because the points, although they did give it to minorities, I always think it's better to look at each case individually.
But doing so will likely be very difficult and costly. Admissions officers here say the law school receives about 5,000 applications each year. Last year, the undergraduate school had to go through nearly 25,000. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.